This interview was produced for Red Eye, a 3-hour current affairs program on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.
This week, the Bookmobile arrived in Vancouver. This mobile exhibition of artist books, zines, and other independent publications travels to communities across Canada and the United States, promoting independent writers and artists and encouraging self-production through bookbinding workshops. This is the 5th annual tour of the Bookmobile. Anya Hogan-Finley is in Vancouver with the Bookmobile, and she's come down to the studio to join me this morning. Hi, Anya.
Hi.
How did the Bookmobile get started?
It was started in Montreal in the year 2000. Myself and a few other students were at Concordia University, and we had done a student show just at the school with that featured about 100 book works from just Concordia students, and we had a really good response from not just the student body, but outsiders from the kind of artist book community who came and came to the show, and we gave workshops and things like that, and we decided that there was a demand for this kind of work. People were really interested in being able to handle the book work, so we just had this idea to take a show on the road where we could access a much larger community than the artist book community and student art makers, which is pretty small, self-referential, kind of limited group. So, yeah, we pulled together resources, bought an Airstream trailer and a van, and booked our first tour, and now we've been doing it for 5 years.
Wow, that's amazing. So, Airstream trailer, tell us what the Bookmobile looks like.
It looks like a big old silver bullet. It's a 1959 Airstream trailer that we bought. We found it on the internet, and we bought it in Pennsylvania. And I should mention our project has two headquarters in Montreal and in Philadelphia. So that's because one of the founding members moved to Philly. She has dual citizenship and got a job there. So, yeah, we plan our tour that way. We have a van that tows it. The interior was designed and built by a architecture group out of New York City. They did it all for free. They built the whole thing and designed it. They're called Freecell. And yeah, we in the first year we just had no money, so had to be really humble and ask people to help and do things for free. And we had a really good response.
Great. So how's those Airstream trailers? If you, I'm always out kind of camping, and you know, those are the only ones I admire. The other RVs, I think they're all like incredibly ugly, but they're sort of those that very kind of 50s looking sort of beautiful kind of
curved
kind of edges,
silver.
And stuff like that. Yeah. What does it look like inside? How's it set up display the books?
There's shelving. Well, we gutted the whole thing. First of all, we took out, there was like a little miniature stove and fridge and everything. So I took out all the beds, took out everything, and there's just one little bench at the back, and then the rest is just shelving units that are kind of just like tied up against the wall. We have little benches you can sit on, and there's these bungee cords that hold in all the books so that when we're driving on the road, they don't all fall off. So it's a really simple design.
That sounds great. What are the goals of the project now that you've taken it out on the road?
I guess to expose like a wide audience to independent publications, zines, and artist books, and also to encourage people to make their own work. We give workshops while we're on tour, bookbinding and zine making, and yeah, we just want to give people really simple skills that they can share with their friends. We use really affordable materials that are donated to the project, and yeah, just encourage people to make their own stuff.
Mm. Sounds great. So how's the collection that you have that you take along with you? How's it selected?
We have an annual call for submissions. We do a call out to a lot of art schools, libraries, and at this point we have a pretty large database and a lot of artists who submit year after year. So there's a really big network of zine makers as well. So that call out kind of gets sent out, and then we receive between 500 to 700 book works, and then the Bookmobile Collective, we're about 20 people, we select an independent jury, and we try to choose members of like a zine making community, then kind of artists, publishers, different activists to represent kind of the audience that we also want to reach. And so that group, that jury, will select about 300 book works. Inside the trailer, we can only house about 300 book works. And many of them are, you know, 1-inch by 1-inch, tiny, tiny books. And then we have you know, all different sizes, quite a range, just three-dimensional things, and then just like really flat photocopy zines, things made in boxes, all kinds of different bookworks.
So there sounds like there's quite a kind of range of things that might be thought of as a book in this context. Do you have a particular kind of criteria for, you know, what kind of creates what's not a book?
There's a lot of overlaps, I would say. Some people who make zines it might look like a zine, but they might consider it to be an artist book. So I'd say there's a lot of overlaps. The jury looks for, we try to do like a third what would be called artist books, a third zines, third independent publications, and also a good portion of those we require that they be French, because we do whatever we go through Quebec and want to have some work, you know, that can speak to Francophone communities. So yeah, there's a lot of overlaps, I would say. There's books that are made of fabric, things that are more text-based, things that are more image-based. So there's quite a range, and there's all kinds of books that will fall kind of in between many of the categories.
And you brought in a couple. Can you describe a couple of these books so people can get a bit of a sense?
Yeah, I brought in two books made by Canadian artists and one by a U.S. artist. One of them, it's by Megan Hubert. It's called Book of Beards. It's a hand-bound book. There's simple illustrations, these funny kind of portrait drawings made in pencil, and then human hair glued on to make these really funny mustaches.
I'd have to lean over away from my mic here and get a closer look at that.
Some handlebars and some chops here. So it's a pretty interesting combination using kind of like 3D,
that's right.
3D hair.
That's right.
Onto these drawings. The next book I brought in, it's called Witness My Shame. It's put out by Conundrum Press, which is out of Montreal. And it's by Sherry Boyle, who's a Toronto-based illustrator and painter and animator as well. And it's kind of I guess she's been making what would be called zines that kind of compile a lot of her illustrations. I guess I could say some of them deal with like teenage angst and things like that, growing up in Scarborough. And so this book is, I guess, like a compilation of a lot of the work she did, I think, in the late 90s and early 2000s.
And that it appears to be a printed book, correct?
Yeah, so this would be more small press.
Right, okay.
Yeah. But it's interesting because it kind of documents like what were initially zines. In a little mini retrospective.
Right. And the third one you brought in looks totally different from either of these two.
This one's by Amber Bell, who's a US-based artist. It's a textile, kind of using textiles. There's a lot of hand-sewn, embroidered things. And she uses bugs, and then there's like really kind of small text, like just talking about community and.
So it's a little soft. Can I have that one? That's it. It's a little soft cloth book here. It says Amber Bell on the back. And. Yeah, beautiful little embroidery, very tactile.
Yeah.
So I'm handling it here in the studio. Can people pick them up and interact with them on that? It's gorgeous.
That's right. Yeah.
Can I have this?
Go for it.
That's wonderful. Is there a typical reaction from someone who comes into the bookmobile and looks at some of the books on display?
If it's the first time you've encountered our project, I guess the question that we get most of the time is, you know, are the books for sale? And they're not for sale. I guess our motive is more just to disseminate the work. And we have a book of contact information. So if a book like this, the one by Sherry Boyle, Witness My Shame, there's multiple copies. So you can contact the publisher and we just give you that information.
Right.
But a book like The Beards book, it's a one of a kind and I don't think it is for sale. Maybe it would be very expensive to buy, but we don't sell the books. We just kind of get people in touch with the artists and then they can figure that out.
You know what my reaction is? When I see them, aside from I've just looked at them briefly here, but these are they're quite intriguing objects, right, to look at right away. My reaction is like, oh, I'd like to make some books. I'd like to have some books that I made around home with stories or, you know, little drawings.
You have to come to our workshop.
Yeah, well, I will.
We have one tonight, actually.
Well, tell us about the workshops.
Yeah, later today, we're going to be at the Seam Rippers Craft Collective, which is at 463 West Pender. And so we're going to be hosted by them. On our tour, we're always hosted by different stops. We were at Emily Carr earlier this week and at the Purple Thistle. So we're going to be doing a bookbinding workshop at about 7 p.m. We have all the supplies. There'll probably be a lot of people, but we encourage more to come. And we'll just teach about a two-hour-long bookbinding workshop. And then you can teach your friends and make more books at home.
Great. And where are you going to go after Vancouver? This is tonight's your last night here in Vancouver?
That's right. So we'll be going off to Kelowna next, and then just kind of heading back towards Montreal, stopping in Banff, Calgary, Saskatoon, and so forth.
Points east.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to the books at the end of the tour?
The majority of them are mailed back to the authors. Some of them are donated to our project, and they'll be housed at an artist book or an artist run center in Montreal called Art Text. And so then that way they'll be accessible to the public. But I would say most of them get mailed back.
It's just a fascinating project. Where can people go if they want to get more information? Maybe, you know, maybe make a submission to next year's tour?
Yeah, you can go to our website. It's www.mobilivre.org. And I'll just mention that sadly we will not be touring next year, so we won't have a call for submissions next year.
People have 2 years to make books, though.
That's right. So stay tuned to see what we do next.
Okay, great. So do you want to just spell that Mobilivre for those who
aren't? Yeah, it's mobilivre.org.
Okay, great. Well, I really enjoyed coming in today, and if I get a chance, I'll come down and have a look.
Hope so.
All right. And where is it parked? Can people come in? Is there a place where people can come and view the books?
It will be parked at the Seam Rippers today. So.
Okay, from 4 o'clock.
From 4 till 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Super.
Workshop at 7.
Thanks, Anya. I've been speaking with Anya Hogan-Finley of the Bookmobile Project, and you can get more information on the project at www.mobilivre.org. And today at the Bookmobile, as she said, we'll be at Seam Rippers, which is at 436 West Pender, and you can go there from 4 to 10 p.m.
Red Eye is produced by an independent media collective and airs on Vancouver Cooperative Radio. You can hear the program from 9 until noon Pacific Time, streaming live at cooperadio.org.